And December 31, 1985, Rick Nelson. We remember on 102.7 KISS FM.
It's a young world. When you're in love, you're in a young world. So take my hand and let me show you just how true young love can be. In a world, it's a young world. And if you'll tell me you're my one girl, you'll make my whole life worth living just by giving your love to me. All of the world is a treasure when you have someone to care. Promise me your love forever, and we'll have the whole world to share. And it's a young world. When you're in love, you're in a young world. If you believe what I've told you, let me hold you, say you love me.
Here, but it's been so long. It's been a long, cold winter. I'm so glad it's gone. Come on, baby, don't have no fear. School has passed through another year. A long vacation this is gonna be. Every night this summer saved your love for me. I jump in my car and drive clear across town, but just to be with you, baby, when the lights go down. But just to be with you, baby, is one desire. Things start to burn and with a kiss of fire. Just hold me, baby, and never let you go. That's when I feel like you love me so. One of these days we're gonna settle down. Then I won't have to drive clear across town. You'll be mine through eternity, 'cause that's the way it was meant to be. Just to be with you, baby, is my one desire. The flame starts burning with the kiss of fire. Hold me, baby, and never let go. That's when I feel like you love me so. One of these days we're gonna settle down. Then I won't have to drive clear across town. You'll be mine through eternity, 'cause that's the way it was meant to be.
You're listening to Rick Nelson, We Remember, on 102.7 Solid Gold Kiss FM. This is Kevin O'Neill. A Long Vacation, that's the name of the song you just heard. Before that, another summer song. I thought it'd be kind of fun to run both of them together for you. Give you an idea of a couple of his summertime hits. The song Summertime, and if you listen carefully, did you notice how the background of the song went? It was the same bass guitar that the Blues Magoos later on used in the song We Ain't Got Nothing Yet. So that's where that was taken from. Summertime by Rick Nelson, released in 1962, a spring and summer hit for him. On the other side was the bigger hit of the two, a song called Young World. On 102.7 Kiss FM, we hope you're enjoying the program. Rick Nelson, We Remember.
Try. And I really, really love you so.
me.
Greg Nelson, we remember on Detroit's Solid Gold, KISS FM. Nelson, we remember on 102.7 KISS FM, Young Emotions from 1960. The flip side of that, we heard right before that, Right By My Side. And then we heard I Got a Feeling, which was the flip of Lonesome Town, came out in 1958. Hope you're enjoying the program. Hope you're enjoying going through some of the life and some of the music, a lot of the music of Rick Nelson tonight. We're happy to be bringing it to you on KISS FM until 10 o'clock tonight. Then it's Rock Reaction with Dan Rosenbaum and Lance Howard. Why was Rick Nelson that big? That's a point to consider. It was the big point about his success, from what people have written and from what a lot of people have said over the years, was that at the time he came out, he was really sort of an alternative to Elvis. Now, you got to remember, nowadays we see Ozzy Osbourne doing his thing and Motley Crue and everything else. But back in the days when rock and roll was just being born, you didn't see things like that. Elvis Presley was a shock to people all over the country. So at the time of Rick Nelson's getting into popular music, 1957, early part of 58, Elvis even was still not accepted by a lot of Americans. But Rick Nelson was. Pat Boone had come along doing rock and roll in the around 1956, 57, and 58. But even in the 1958, his image was starting to wear off. He was even then being perceived as, pardon the word, but sort of a wimp. And his appeal was really going down, especially with the male record-buying public. But Rick Nelson had a little bit of everything. He had just enough of the hood appeal for the teenage guys. He had the slick back hair, and he had kind of that sneer on his face. And the teenage girls, of course, loved the way he looked. And he had great records coming out, and the parents did not consider Rick Nelson a threat. Pat Boone, of course, was not considered a threat, but as we said, 1958, around that era, Pat was really on his way out as far as the teens were concerned. So the parents thought that Rick Nelson was the wholesome, clean-cut American boy. They watched him on television every week. They watched him sing a song at the end of every show. So he had everything going for him, good, clean, wholesome, but still able to keep up the image of a rock and roller. And we mentioned before that not only rock and roll, but country music. The Stone Canyon Band, of course, in the late 60s. But in the early 60s, Rick made sure he put out country tunes in every one of his albums, most of them anyway. Let's hear a couple of those right now. This is the Milk Cow Blues, Rick Nelson, We Remember, on KISS FM.
You.
Taking a look at Rick Nelson's country influence on Rick Nelson, we remember, from 102.7, Solid Gold Kiss FM. I Can't Help It If I'm Still in Love with You, Hank Williams tune. Also, we heard the Milk Cow Blues, which came out in 1960. That was the flip side of You Are the Only One, a song we'll be hearing by Rick within the hour. Lots more coming up until 10 o'clock on Rick Nelson, We Remember, from Detroit, Solid Gold, Kiss FM. And we remember on Detroit's 102.7 Solid Gold Kiss FM. You'll recall that Rick's first release was I'm Walkin', a tune originally brought out by Fats Domino. Rick was a big Fats Domino fan. So a little later on, 1963, on the flip side of one of his other records we'll be hearing later on called That's All, he decided to put that one on, I'm in Love Again, the old Fats Domino tune. It's 9 o'clock. This is Kevin O'Neill, and this is Rick Nelson, We Remember, on Kiss FM. The overnight weather, cloudy, scattered snow showers, low around 10. Morning flurries, then partly sunny with a high of 20. It's 18, and the wind chill is minus 18. At WKSG, Mount Clemens, Detroit.
The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring the entire Nelson family. Here's Ozzie. Here's Harriet. Here's David. Here's Rick. And also starring in tonight's episode, here's Chris. Tonight's Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet is brought to you by The Swinger, the incredible new 10-second Polaroid land camera at an incredibly low price.
People call me a teenage idol. Some people say they envy me. I guess they got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be. I need somebody to be my baby, someone to tell my troubles to. I've got no time to ever find her, 'cause I'm just passing. get no rest when I'm feeling weary. I gotta pack my bags and go. I've gotta be somewhere tomorrow to smile and do my show. I travel around from town to lonely town. I guess I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune and fame and lots of people know my name, that won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. Some people call me a teenage idol. Some people say they envy me. I guess they've got no I've done everything I can. I hope that you will say that I'm your loving man. Make up your mind and do what you're gonna do. Well, you know how I feel, so I'm leaving it up to you. It's all so clear that I would give everything I own to have you near, to never leave me all alone. I need your love, so darling, please be fair. Let me know where I stand, and I hope that you say you care. Well, I've laid my cards on the table, and it's oh so plain to see that I'm ready, willing, and able to love you faithfully. It's up to you. You know it's not for me to say you love me too. Oh, but I hope you feel that way. Make up your mind and do what you're gonna do. Well, you know how I feel, so I'm leaving it up to you. Make up your mind and do what you're gonna do. Well, you know how I feel, so I'm leaving it up to you. It's up to you, darling, it's up to you. Baby, it's up to you.
You're listening to Rick Nelson, We Remember, on 102.7 Solid Gold Kiss FM. 1962 was the year for a Teenage Idol, song we heard coming out of the top of the hour. That was early 62. Later on that year, of course, there we are again with the problem of how do you come up with a hit follow-up single. Rick did just that with the song you just heard, It's Up to You. Came out in late 62 with a song called I Need You. On the flip side,
should ever think of leaving me, don't let it go too far. The love of a lifetime, darling, that's what you are. I know I could never, ever stop loving you. No man is an island, honest, I do. Every single day my love for you keeps growing more and more. before. And now that I've found you, I'll be counting on you to love me forever, 'cause I need you, honest I do. It took an awful lot of looking to find you. Oh, what a time I've been through. 'Cause darling, it's not very easy finding an angel like you. Two of us together, hand in hand, we stand at heaven's door. Together forever, I'll be yours evermore. Through all of my lifetime, I'll be counting on you to love me forever, 'cause I need you, honest I do. I need you, honest I do. I'm gonna get some real darn love and drive the cool gal wild. I wanna move on down the line. Yeah, I wanna get some love and love is truly fine. Yeah, I wanna move on down the line. I wanna get some love, it's truly fine. She'd be cool and do me wrong. She'd be cool and twice as gone. We're gonna roll.
.7 Solid Gold in Detroit on Kiss FM. Rick Nelson, We Remember, is the name of the program. This is Kevin O'Neill. Some more of Rick's country influence. Move, 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 right on down the line. A song that was actually released as the flip side of Breathless by Jerry Lee Lewis in 1958. Rick liked it, so he put out his version, too. Move, Move, Move on down the line. Coming up this hour, we're going to be featuring an interview that we were very privileged to have done with Rick back in, the early part of 1985. There's a story behind the interview, too, so we'll pass that along to you at about 20 minutes in front of 10. We had some difficulty getting the interview, but Rick was so kind and so nice and so determined to talk to us and to the people of Detroit that he kept calling back, and we finally, we had our signals crossed is what it was. I called at a different time, and he knew it, so he called me back, and we were able to get the interview. So we'll play that interview for you at about quarter to 10 as we remember Rick Nelson on Rick Nelson We Remember from Kiss FM.
I
Yes, baby, for you. Oh, I wouldn't do. Yes, baby, for you.
Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, I don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, I don't mean baby. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. By the way, when we reach
You're listening to Rick Nelson, We Remember, on Detroit's 102.7 Solid Gold Kiss FM.
Love, they say, is serious. It's not a child's game. Can make or break your heart, but darling, all the same, I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
No, I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
People tell me I'm too young, but I disagree. Love can come to anyone, and love has come to me. I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid. And as each tender kiss gets bold enough, somehow I feel I'm old enough. Darling, if you really care, and I'm sure you do, take my hand.
Every night I hope and pray.
Nelson, we remember on Detroit's Solid Gold, Kiss FM. Never knew he had that song out until we started doing the research for this program. 1979 it came out, the old Bobby Darin classic Dream Lover, and that's one of Rick Nelson's later tunes, of course. We also heard I'm Not Afraid, great, great song from 1960, a two-sided hit with Yes Sir, That's My Baby, and before that we heard one of his early Decca releases, 1963, just after he had changed labels from Imperial to Decca, and that song was called For You. Rick Nelson, we remember on Solid Gold Kiss FM. It's funny just thumbing through some of the early albums we have here and reading the liner notes. It's almost as if the record company is trying to apologize for Rick Nelson. They really say nothing about his singing ability. They focus rather on his on the television show, of course, and on his athletic abilities. He was quite an avid tennis player. In fact, he was at one time considering going into competition playing tennis, but when the music career started to blossom, he kind of scratched that idea. He was a karate expert. He had brown belts and purple belts in karate. And his early albums, in fact, really drive home that point. It wasn't until later on they started to recognize what a great singing talent he was. Rick Nelson, we're enjoying bringing you the program. Certainly not under these circumstances. We hated to lose Rick this past week, but we're glad we could pay tribute to him and play some of the great songs he's had over the years on 102.7 Kiss FM. We got a Rick Nelson interview coming up at about 15 minutes from right now. And let's go back. We played the flip side of this a little earlier, the Milk Cow Blues. We're talking about Rick Nelson's country music influence. Let's flip it over now and play You Are the Only One, 1960, as we remember Rick Nelson on Kiss FM.
Someone else should come along and take you. with tears, and the heartaches I would feel would last a thousand years. You are
get the idea. He kind of stole a little bit from Paul Simon's Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. That's Rick Nelson, the Stone Canyon Band on Rick Nelson We Remember from Solid Gold in Detroit, 102.7 Kiss FM. That song came out in 1974. It was the title cut of the LP Windfall. Before that, we took you back to 1963. You Don't Love Me Anymore, and I Can Tell. It's 9:31. This is Rick Nelson, We Remember, and this is Kevin O'Neill. We have the Rick Nelson interview coming up with some more little excerpts from Ozzy and Harriet Show, and that's all before 10 o'clock on Kiss FM.
Hi, this is Sherry Donovan inviting you to spend the night with Rock Dreams and me every weeknight right here on Kiss. You'll hear 25 years of classic rock ballads from artists like Neil Young, Leon Russell, The Temptations, The Byrds, and The Beatles. It's a unique approach to nighttime radio here in Detroit. The program is Rock Dreams. I'm Sherry Donovan, and I hope you'll tune in weeknights at 10 only right here on Kiss FM.
This is Calvin Cashflow, the accountant for Mickey Shore Car Stereo. Excuse me if I sound a little pooped. It's just that I was all set to take my first vacation in 14 years when Mickey decided to offer Mickey Shore Gold Charge Cards. Sure, it's a great idea. Qualified customers can pick out anything they want, charge it, and pay only pennies a day. Who wouldn't want one? But now, instead of me going on vacation to Mount Pleasant, I'll be going through a mountain of paperwork. So, Mickey, if you're listening, isn't it enough to offer everyday low prices and free on-the-spot installation? Do you have to offer gold charge cards, too?
This is Mickey celebrating Autorama with my 25% off and more sales. Specially tagged items, minimum 25% off. $250 Kenwood with 12 AM/FM presets, auto reverse, separate bass and treble, and more. Same Kenwood as in the Autorama flop top vet. 199 installed, but it's over Wednesday.
I may be bogged down in paperwork, but now you can live it up with a Mickey Shore gold card.
Kiss weather watch. Cloudy, snow showers overnight, low 10, and morning flurries on Monday. Partly sunny Monday afternoon, a high around 20, and the temperature is 18. The wind chill is minus 18. And that's a WKSG. Rick Nelson, We Remember on Kiss FM. In case you were always wondering, as I was, who were the fellas playing in the background? The fellas with the skinny ties, the ones who were playing in the background when Rick Nelson was singing at the end of the Ozzy and Harriet show every week. We had Jim Burton featured on guitar, Jim Kirkland on bass, Richie Frost was the fellow on the drums, and Gene Garth was the one playing the piano. They toured with Rick for a number of years. In fact, a couple of them went on to tour with Elvis Presley for some years also. When you saw those fellas play, you knew it was time for Rick to sing, and if you were watching the program back in 1964, you may have seen him sing this.
You'll you to know that I still love her so much. Just mention her name and my heart still gets a thrill. I want you to know that I still long for a touch. And what's more, buddy, I guess I always will. Congratulations for breaking my heart. We had a true love, but much too short.
You're listening to Rick Nelson, We Remember, on Detroit's Solid Gold, 102.7 KISS FM.
There's nothing I can say. There's nothing I can do to make you care for me the way I care for you. I'm so in love with you. There's nothing I can say except to pray that there'll come a day when love will start a flame in your heart to make you care for me. That's all that I can say.
That's all that I can
say. I'm so in love with you. I'll always be that way until you feel it too. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can say. I'm so in love with you. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can say.
Rick Nelson, We Remember, on Detroit's Solid Gold, KISS FM. A couple of his lesser-played records, and those are some of the fun ones to play once in a while. A thing called Congratulations from 1964. Also, There's Nothing I Can Say from the same year. Let's take it back 1 year, 1963, and hear a thing called Today's Teardrops on Rick Nelson, We Remember, from KISS FM.
Today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows I will share with you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see skies of blue. Had a tough time getting started, maybe just a little downhearted. All you gotta do is count to ten, baby, you'll be smiling when today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows I will share with you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see skies of blue. Gonna be just love and gladness, don't wanna hear nothing about sadness. Come a little closer, come to me, with each kiss you're gonna see. Today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows I will share with you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see skies of blue. Be just love and gladness,
Don't want to hear nothing but sadness. Come a little closer, come to me. With each kiss you're gonna see today. Teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows I will share with you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see skies of blue. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see skies of blue. Now, I don't like a tight collar or a suit with a matching tie. I like to pick up and go where the four winds blow, and that's why I'm a happy guy. I steer clear of sweet talking gals. They got a wedding bell on their mind. Different kind. I move when I'm ready, and I don't have to tell you why. I just grab my hat and leave where I'm at, and that's why I'm a happy guy. You can look for me when I'm passing through, and I'll stay a while. The good times roll, but don't try to settle me down. No girl's gonna chain me. I was born with a roving eye, and when the thrill is gone, well, I'll be moving on, and that's why I'm a happy guy. Tears I can't cry out loud. I can't let them see me cry, 'cause they don't care if I live or die. And it's a mean old world. Let me tell you, it's a mean old world. When you need someone, I sit in my room. It's a room filled with gloom. I sit and wait by the telephone, but no one cares if I'm all alone. And it's a mean old world. Let me tell you, it's a mean old world. When you need someone, sometimes friends don't understand me. Sometimes they can be so cruel. All I hope is someday I find someone to love my whole life through. I walk down the street, hide my face from the people I meet. They don't see the tears in my eyes. They don't care or even realize that it's a mean old world. Let me tell you, it's a mean old world. When you need someone, it's a mean old world. When you need someone, it's a mean old world.
Me Known World, 1965, and A Happy Guy from 1964. Rick Nelson, We Remember on Solid Gold Kiss FM. This is Kevin O'Neill. A few months ago, we had the pleasure of talking to Rick from Los Angeles. And as I mentioned to you before, it was a great afternoon. I had wanted to talk to him for so long, and he was coming through Detroit. He loved Detroit. He always loved performing here. That's why Detroit had him back so many times. In the past couple of years, it seemed that he was around, and he was scheduled to be at the Premier Center, of course, in just a couple of weeks. So when he was going through town before, the early parts of 1985, we were, very, very thrilled to have talked to him from his house in Los Angeles. And we were so glad to get the interview because there were so many signals crossed. He had called me at a time that I wasn't there, and I had called him back, but he said before that he was determined to talk to Kiss FM and to talk to Detroit. So the interview went like this. When I finally got him on the phone, I asked him how things were going.
Oh, real good. I've been real busy. We've been working on an album, so I've been doing that, recording the album.
Uh-huh. That's going to be out when, Rick?
Well, hopefully we'll be finished within a couple of months now. It's just kind of like the beginning stages of it.
Now, when you say we, is that the Stone Canyon band also?
No, but it's a band that... that I have, you know, that I've been using the last, three or four years,
mm-hmm.
and that I'm very happy with. If anything, it's got more of the tone of, like, my older things, you know.
I see. Are there any of the members of the band still with you then, Rick, the Stone Canyon?
No, not really, huh? Uh-huh. They've kind of all kind of, you know, gone off in their own direction, really.
Now, this is your actual tour is going to be started right here in Detroit, from what I understand.
It will. Well, we're going to be up that way. We're going to actually start in Canada.
Uh-huh.
And then we come to Detroit.
And you'll be on the road for how long then, Rick?
Let me see. I think it's probably about, 2.5 weeks, I think.
And what's the last time you were in Detroit? It's been a while.
Yeah, it really has. I know I played the center stage before. Then,
yeah. In fact, I'll tell you exactly when you played because I was there. I saw the show. It was 1980, or was it 81?
I think it was probably better, 81,
yeah,
I think.
81, yeah. Yeah, and you put on a terrific show. The people went crazy when you were there, and I'm sure they'll do the same thing on Thursday night. We're really looking forward to it.
Oh, I am too. I really am.
A couple of quick questions about your early career, Rick. I know people associate Rick Nelson with the Ozzy and Harriet TV show, but actually it all started as a radio show. Is that right?
Yeah, it did. It started when I was 8 years old on the radio show, so they got it. It was like back in 1948, I guess. You know?
And was it basically the same type of format, Rick, the same family-type program?
Yeah, it was, because my father wrote most of the shows, you know,
uh-huh.
So it was kind of it was the same direction that we ended up in. It was kind of a natural transition to go into the television show from the radio show, really.
Rick, how did it ever come about that you were going to be a singer on the show and record records on your own? How was it you as opposed to Dave? Did you take an early interest in music?
Yeah, I really did, and my folks started off, you know, I'd always been around music because my dad had an orchestra at that time.
That's right.
You know, when he started, and uh-huh. My mom was a vocalist with the band, so I'd always enjoyed music, and I guess when rock and roll first started, you know, was when I really got turned on to music and really enjoyed it, you know.
Was there ever any talk of you and Dave as a duet, sort of like the Everly Brothers? Or
not really, no. Dave was never really interested in that area, you know. He's got a production company now, and he's probably always been more involved in the kind of behind-the-scenes thing.
So he never did go on to become a lawyer like he did in the show, huh?
Not really. I'll tell you, my father was a lawyer.
Is that right?
Yeah, he had passed the bar and things and never practiced because he went into show business. You know?
Uh-huh.
But that was something he knew about and wrote about on the show, you know?
Because I remember Dave very well at the Dobson and Kelly firm there on the television show.
That's right, yeah. That's right.
He was, he never seemed to do much work. His desk was always very clear, but he'd be licking stamps and get ready to take mail.
Oh, yeah.
Out.
Oh, sure.
Rick, interesting thing about it, a lot of your early songs, I know they were written by some people who went on to do a lot of things in their own right. I know Poor Little Fool was written by Eddie Cochran's girlfriend, Sharon Sheely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I knew Traveling Man, a very familiar man, songwriter Jerry Fuller, who wrote all kinds of things for Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. And Hello Mary Lou, written by someone whose records we play on the air here all the time, Gene Pitney. How did that come to pass, Rick?
Well, it was just, you know, at that time, the early beginnings of those things, that we were all really friends, you know. I don't know Gene Pitney that well, but like Eddie Cochran and Gene Vincent at that time and stuff, we were all close friends, and so we play each other different songs, stuff like that. So that's basically how that came about, really.
I know a lot of people associate you with the American Bandstand type performer, Rick, but in reality, you were never really on American Bandstand, were you, or never that often?
No, I never was on, on American Bandstand. It's weird because there was always a big difference between, like, the East Coast kind of sound, you know, and the sound that I feel that came from the West Coast out here, you know, as far as the rock and roll. I think it was more group-oriented back, you know, back there.
Now, Rick, when you did your songs on Imperial, Mary Lou and Traveling Man, A Wonder Like You, things like that, were you using the same backup that you used a couple years later on when you did For You and Fools Rush In and things like that?
Was yeah, it was. It was. And I had a guitar player named James Burton who was with me, and we almost, like, started together, you know, and James was with me all the way through that time for about 10 years, you know, and we'd go on the road and stuff together. So, and then he went with Elvis. And was with Elvis for about 10 years. So.
Now, those same gentlemen with you wouldn't happen to be the same ones who were backing you up on the TV show also, were they?
For the most part, yeah, it is.
Hold it down. That's interesting. Rick, what's what do you hear from your mother? I understand I haven't read too much about her lately. Is she, how is she doing?
She's doing great. She lives not too far from here. Uh-huh. And, you know, I see her quite often when I'm home, that is, you know.
Got to ask you one more question, too, and this is one of my favorite characters on the program. Do you hear anything from Skip Young, Wally Plumstead?
Oh, sure. Skip's got is a disc jockey.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's got a show up in Apple Valley, which is, he really likes it up there. And, no, he loves it. Yeah, he's doing great.
He was always big with your mom's cookies on the television show.
Oh, yeah, and that was true, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, sure.
Rick, it's a thrill talking to you. I'm really glad you took the time to call us back. Let me ask you a question about I guess it's a question you always hear. If there's one song that can really get them rocking, the one that they're always waiting to hear at any one of your shows, which one would that be, the one that always gets them going?
Oh, boy, I don't know. You know, it's hard to say. I would say it's hard to do. I know we do a lot of rock and roll things, but I would say pacing-wise, probably like Believe What You Say or a song like that.
Uh-huh. Did you have a personal favorite, Rick?
I always had the chance of choosing the material, you know. It was never kind of like forced on me at that time, which is a luxury, you know.
Yeah.
But my motivation for getting them was because I liked them, you know. So there's parts that, little things about each one that I kind of like. So and they're from different time periods, you know, in my life, which was, and it has always been a good experience. I would say Garden Party would probably be the most rewarding because it's the song that I wrote, and it was the thing that really happened, you know.
Yeah, that was in 72 then.
Yeah.
And it was based on an actual event at Madison Square Garden.
That's right, yeah.
Was that an oldies show?
It was an oldies show, yeah. And at that time, those kinds of shows, they were kind of like, it was taken in a different way than some shows are done, taken now, you know. It's kind of like people just sort of came to sort of like put them down and laugh about them, you know, and stuff like that. But,
well, we're not going to be putting you down or laughing at you Thursday night. We can't wait to see you.
Me too. You know,
it's a thrill to have you in town. Like I say, I was there in 81, and I plan on being there again in 85. And again, thank you for taking the time to call.
Oh, thank you.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories. Play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now. Learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da da, la da 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 da.
came. No one heard the music. We didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou. She belongs to me. And I sang a song about a honky-tonk. It was time to leave. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell. Like you should. You gotta play at garden parties. I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's alright now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da.